At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, Paul, from my hometown.
Prime Daddy, my name's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
What's up? My clean date is April the 14th.
How many dates?
1990. I got 8,035 days today. I'm excited. I'm not like y'all. I am an experienced member of Narcotics Anonymous who loves this program immensely, immensely. I am one of the people who will not take a break. I am not going anywhere. You don't have to participate like I do, but you must participate. Personal recovery comes first. Let me tell you about mine. I got 8,035 days without using. I am successful. Yeah. That's more than money. That's more than house, cars, proper education, prestige, and sex. It's better than food. Yeah. Because without it, I have nothing. If I don't humble myself and say to my clean date is April the 14th, 1990. If this time, 22 years ago, I weighed 135 pounds. Yeah. I was skinny. I am not skinny anymore. Yeah. But to reflect on some things, right? This topic is for the newcomer. Everybody with less than 90 days, stand up, please. Now, I believe that I was selected by the committee because of I love the program. I believe that there's nothing greater than the service commitment that we have that offers us the reason and the vehicle to stay clean. This is the only means by which this program keeps progressing and its livelihood has flourished like it has. Because the newcomer is the most important, okay? The home group is the vehicle in which this message is carried so patiently like a surgeon to anyone. I know when I heard the message of Narcotics Anonymous, I was frightened. because it asks too many questions. You filthy piece of shit, can you stop? Can you stop robbing your family? Can you stop? Can you stop taking long walks? Can you stop? Can you stop breaking the law? Can you stop stealing? Can you stop? Can you help somebody besides your funky ass? When are you going to do something for somebody and not ask for nothing? When are you going to give of yourself for no reward? When? When are you going to let go of that shame and guilt from shit that happened when you were 5? When are you going to stop thinking that everything happened to you, happened to you? You played a part in it some kind of way. I wasn't just molested. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It made me feel special to slip me away from the others when it was so many of them. Yeah. See, this program says that you have to be honest, newcomer. We ain't asking you to do nothing that nobody else in here ain't did. See, it ain't even about what drug strip I was on. I'm a crackhead. I smoked it. It's nothing I can do about that. I smoked it reefer and I drank it alcohol. I did it. It ruined my life. But I was already going somewhere, anywhere down. I had already begun to live a lifestyle of abuse and neglect. I was just right for this program. I'm a preacher's kid. My grandfather was a preacher. My mama was a preacher. I got whooped with stitcher cords and switches. Look, let me tell you something. When you smoking and shit and you can't cover up all of that, I've been raped. As fine as I am, they just needed to take it. Yeah. I'm really not, you know, I'm just telling you, newcomer, that look. I'll put it right here. I might need this. Look, what I know about this disease that I found out in this program, because I came here because I hated white people, black people, short people, fat people, ugly people, and gay people. I don't think that's bad. And old people. That's everybody, right? So if you are new and you are sort of like me, you scared to tell people that, you know, because you had a few bad experiences or uncomfortable experiences before Narcotics Anonymous. Because you have to get here with some kind of experience. It's a something that robs you of your very thinking of life, that makes you think that your efforts that you got are the ones that are leading you somewhere. So our literature helps you write, and I'm going to let all of y'all off the hook. Our best efforts got us here. Okay? So if you thought that you was a hell of a hooker, welcome. You a hell of a thief, welcome. You gangster ass, sorry, no count, father, mother, brother, sister, welcome. You in the right goddamn place. That's what we take. We take all kind of zeros. We bunch them all up and make all kind of heroes. Yeah. You're supposed to be a nothing when you get here. Because only nothing people come here. We come here like this so that we can easily see the work being done. You can ask an experienced member, how did it go for you? Well, let me just tell you. My sponsor could tell that I was having problems, right? He would say, well, stand by the door. Hug 15 black people. Because I had an experience with black people. For tape purposes, I am an African American. But I also had problems with white people. Right. But I have great family conflict. Yeah. See, I'm educated. And, you know, I don't have, you know, I'm not the person. Look, I didn't come here because I was a social deviant or some kind of degenerate. I can get along with anybody. I'm telling you, look, if I went to jail, I'm either going to be a faggot or a thug, okay? That's who I am. You drop me off like my man say you drop this dude off in the jungle, he either going to become food or he going to be a predator. I have that ability. Guess what I am? When I was out there smoking crack, I smoked all day long. Okay? I walked long walks. I'm talking about I used to rob myself. I would crawl from the living room all the way down the hallway, past the bathroom, into the one bedroom. My wife is sleeping. I slither all the way to the bed, to the bottom of the bed. And I reach my hand up, scoop the pocketbook up off the rim, while holding my breath. I back the pocketbook down and I go back out, right? I think I got her. Because I done taught her how to defend herself against the disease, because this is not my first time doing that. So I go outside and I think I got her, right? I don't even check the pocketbook. I wrap it, I tuck it, I slide the balcony door open, and I go out the balcony door. Not the fact that I'm in a garden apartment. I scale, I jump, hit the bush, I roll, and I'm gone, right? And I'm walking to the park. I'm walking to the park like, I know I got it, right? And I say, God damn, right? And she hollers from the balcony, what are you doing? I try to act like she ain't talking to me. I'm going to the car because I know I got the keys, the checkbook, and that ATM card, right? She said, it's nothing in that pocketbook. I done did all that SWAT training and shit to get that pocketbook out, all the way out, right? Knowing that I'm about to dookie on myself just thinking that I'm getting ready to hit. You did? I'm talking about I shit right out one side of my drawers down my pants leg, thinking that I'm going to get it. I got the disease. It won't allow me. I didn't even have to use it. Just the thought of it broke my bowels. Look, I'm not like y'all. I'm talking about my shoulders hurt. I'm talking about the small on my back. When I got to the program, I had to soak my feet because my nails and my toes hurt. Because I was wearing a little man's shoe. I wear a 12. I had on a 9.5. I'm just saying, if you knew in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm saying, if you trapped with that thinking, why you walking? And you keep walking. I know I'm going to get one. I know I'm going to get one. I know, we all know what that walk is. But then there's that one last walk. When you know that you know that you done fucked up. One time too many. You would settle for suicide or imprisonment or somebody just fucking you up just to get out of the wherever you are. You will say to yourself, I don't even feel like going home. Yeah, okay. It's over. I very well believe it's over. If you've ever felt that sinking, sunken feeling where every time you get up, your breath is messed up. I'm talking about my gums stink so bad. I'm not saying that I done hugged somebody and I found, no, I'm just talking my mind right now. My breath stanked it so bad that it had stench in it. And when people would talk to me, they would do like this. You dig? Because I would cut their airways off with my breath. Yeah. So when I came to the program with the type of pain that I was in, I had developed a uncanny precedence for arrogance. And it allowed me to keep people up off of me because of the destructive things that I collected along the way before Narcotics Anonymous. Okay. And I learned these things so that they could be an apropos to the way I want to live. Apropos is just a sexy, cute, intelligent word to say some bullshit. Look, I wanted to be this away. You know, I thought I was going to be this kind of guy. Right? And I thought I was, you know, I thought I was it. Good looking, extremely, you know, well built, intelligent. You be struggling with that shit too. Look, let me tell you, we are more alike than different. Sexuality and color ain't got nothing to do with it, okay? Believe me when I tell you. Because every time I hear somebody say that they're arrogant, I say, no, they're not. I'm fucking arrogant. You know what I mean? Because I don't even see what you call arrogant. But the hardest thing for an addict to do, not a newcomer, an addict, is to ask for help. And then accept it. Mm-hmm. You know, you get here after 30 days now, all of a sudden you want to, you know, tell me what you think you could do with the program. You get on one committee at 90 days and then, you know, you want to be the chair. You know. And then you don't want to take direction from somebody that could help you be a better chair. You know, because that's what this program is about. It's about getting the experience. But if you serve on the committee for a couple years, then maybe you might learn about the traditions. Just maybe the concept will enter into your spirit, because the concepts are for service. They're not really like the steps or the traditions. It is strictly about service. And again, I have to tolerate your petty ass. And then if I do, then I do, because that's what this is for. The full purpose of just having this concept in your life is to serve. Because we're selfish, selfish people. I am selfish. Still, 22 years later, I can look around and tell how selfish I am. I can find myself doing some idiotic stuff at any idiotic minute, okay? Where we at? Oh, that's what I thought. I'm getting ready to get hot then. Let me get sure. I was getting warm. Check this out. I got in the program because I hated to think that I wasn't good enough to live in society. I was hiding from my family, so I would do stupid stuff like smoke this time and smoke that time. But by the time I ended up smoking, I was smoking every day. By the time I couldn't hold a job, you know what I mean? I couldn't face my loved ones. That's called spiritual bankrupt. Once I got to that point, I was ready for the program. Some kind of way when I, you know, as newcomers, I know that we do this a lot. You know, we're afraid to ask somebody, well, how you do that? What do I need to do that? Well, newcomer, I'm here to share with you everything that we do is motivated through service. It's what you can do. You know, you go to 90 meetings, you go to, look, I had 3 years clean before I missed going to meetings just once a day. I used to go to 2 to 3 meetings a day. And I worked an 8, 9, 10-hour job. And, you know, I went out, I had a ball. Let me tell you this. I was 27 years old, 28 years old. I had 9 service commitments. I went into jail 4 times a day. I went in a detox. I went into jail 4 times a week. I went into detox twice a week. I went into a treatment center twice a week. And I still work. Yeah. And I still went home and got that thing. Yeah. Yeah. See, when you using, you only go around the corner. When you using, you never leave the corner. You dig? When you using, you only stay right here. My man said, "Are you coming back?" You get that two-step going, you know. I ain't going nowhere. My man said, "He'd be right back." I ain't going nowhere, Jack, you know. Well, once you get into the new way of living, our new way of life is something that happens. The only thing that can take that something out of you, that something that you can't explain, that we can't explain, that something, the only way to take the something that robbed you of everything, that something that made you or everything lose or something, the only way is to get something greater. Now, for many of us, it's going to be the group. Newcomer, for many of us, it's going to be the group. Because, see, look, I just told you what kind of puss I was running when I got here. Who's wanting to deal with somebody that's been raped by drag queens, hating on gay people, got mugged by white people, so, you know, I hate white people, got whooped with stitching cords and braided hickory by his father so he don't give a shit about family? Who wants to deal with that? Come on. Only addicts can do for addicts. Only addicts can do for addicts. My gratitude speaks when I care and share. It takes maybe a few minutes to sit down and talk to somebody. Sit there a little while longer. Go through a little more bullshit with your newcomer. Go. Go. Look, if you new in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, all y'all newcomers, I don't care. This is my first and last time. I've only had one clean date. I might have found out about a whole lot of these 12-step programs. Look, I didn't plan to do nothing when I met them then, okay? I got one clean date. It's April the 14th. And when April the 14th came, I said, that was it. I'm done. I don't want to walk the walk no more. I don't want to do none of that. So whatever y'all tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to the jail. Look, I went to the meeting. I didn't have a sponsor. I got kicked out of treatment. Okay? I didn't have a sponsor, newcomer. I came to the meeting. And the meeting sponsored me. Because all my material is meeting material. You understand? Look, when you give family members the clap, it's meeting material. You dig what I'm saying? If you've been raped by men, everything is meeting material for me. I buried my child in here. I buried my mother, my grandfather. Everything is meeting material in here. I don't have the luxury of letting my disease rob me and become active when I had him laying dormant, pissing on himself. You know, that's what I like. I like for my disease to piss on itself. Because every time it don't like the fact that I learned to forgive somebody or somebody forgave me or I learned to do service with somebody that I know I wouldn't serve with. Oh, I know it hates the fact that I'm 50. You understand? And I'm hanging out with people. Look, I opened my house up to the region of Narcotics Anonymous, but I opened my house up to Narcotics Anonymous because the broader the base, the higher the points of freedom. But because some strange reason, newcomer, if you are here, we've been waiting for you. We need you. I'm here for the newcomer. If you want to stay clean, watch what I do. I make mistakes and I stay clean. That's exactly what you do here. Okay? If you was well and dandy, your ass wouldn't be here. This is a perfect program for imperfect people. This a perfect program for imperfect people. This ain't for the well and the holy. It ain't for the. It ain't. It's not for you. Because when you get well and holy, you forget that you become holy and build in a well. You begin to destroy people, Paul, instead of helping people. You begin to turn your back on them instead of reaching for them. I'm afraid that if I don't come here, that not only will my children suffer, okay, my family will. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I hear people say, well, I ain't gonna make no apologies. Look, I love Narcotics Anonymous. I know how to love a woman. I know how to love a hamburger. I know how to love a Jaguar. But let me tell you how I love Narcotics Anonymous. Okay, because everybody know how to tongue kiss or whatever you feel like you want to do when you're with somebody in a relationship. If you want to pray to a higher power, you know how to do that. You can crawl, you can walk, you can sit in the toilet, you can be in your car, you can stand next to a wall and just humbly ask words to wherever you want to ask them to, hoping that something greater catch those words and relieve you. I'm the guy that would be walking around saying a serenity prayer just to practice it, because I didn't know, you know, I didn't know. I would walk around practicing the steps, right? But I didn't know that I was building into the process. See, in order to build into the process, you got to use our stuff. You can't be acting like you're building in the process and then reading other literature. We got a few pieces of literature we only read for us, addict literature, addict work on tools. They call them tools for a reason, because I need some work on me. The first chapter helps me understand that I have a problem. That, look, Paul. Powerlessness is described as using against your will. Well, let's figure this one out, newcomer. Duh. Who wants to puke out the mouth, the nose, and ass? That's just ridiculous. Who wants to puke all over the vanity in the bathroom and shit all over the back of the toilet and puke in a tub and then leave it there so that your wife have to get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to go to her good government job and have to look at the damn bathroom and then go bathe in the kitchen? Who want to look at the fact that I've been here 22 years and now all of the people that I smoke with in my family, ain't none of them clean? All they keep saying is, you needed that. You needed them classes. You needed them because you was the worst one. And then they go into telling the story. You remember how you did so-and-so? I say, yeah. But let me teach you what a clean break is, newcomer. When they start to go in your shit unannounced, they don't give you no warning. They just sit around and try to collect a button to push, right? Well, here's how you get them back. You share the truth on their ass. Because the truth ain't just going to set you free. It's going to put some work on them and set them free too. Because what I did was, they said, yeah, you remember when he took all that money from Big Daddy at the church? You know, when they had the General Assembly and all them churches were there, Aunt Diana was mad as I don't know why he stole all that money. I said, yeah, but let me tell you something, man. I don't care how much money I used that night with. And I'm going to tell you something, when I got clean in the program, ain't no amount of money could hide the feeling of shame and pain that I carry. I said, it's almost as bad as. Huh? You hear that? Yeah. Almost as bad as the time me and you. Yeah, we're going to stop just sharing about me. It's almost as bad as the time that me and you stole Miss Parker's food stamps and then went and ate with her children out in the backwoods, and she looking for her food stamps. Yeah. Yeah, that, well, that, you know what they're going to do then, right? Well, look, I'm getting ready to go play some basketball. Yeah, they're going to get up off you with that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, a clean break is when you allow the God of your understanding, Paul, to rescue you. You don't have to put no pompous attitude up like, why? You ain't got to do that no more. All you got to do is do this. Say, look, well, you know what? I used to live like that. I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of that. I just don't want to be pissy, pukey, and drunk again. I'm so sick of that. Man, let me tell you something. I've always loved you. And I couldn't figure out why it was that I love you other than the fact that you're my brother. But you remember that time we was fighting them four dudes? And it was just me and you? Not one time did you leave me. See, that shuts all that shit down. You dig? Now, you can't do it on your job like that, newcomer. Don't go to the job and do all that. Huh? I went to my job and I walked in there and everything. I said, I don't know who you guys think you are. Well, I had already missed several days of work. I was already, helping myself to some of their products, through other people. So, when the guy asked me to work all the time, I would come up with an excuse. Well, the program taught me how to do that. They offered me overtime. I said, sure, I'll do it. They said, we need somebody to work this weekend. I said, sure, I'll do it. Because I had to learn how to do that. My brother said, Paul, it ain't but two slices of bread in there, man. The children gonna need to eat a sandwich, man. Why don't you walk to the store and get a loaf of bread? Because I ain't know how to sacrifice. I was like, let them little motherfuckers walk down there. I didn't know how to make the sacrifice. But as a new person, somebody showed me how to do that. See, when you go to your home group and you raise your hand and say, I'm new, this is my first meeting, we already know you're scared of shit and confused. We already know. We just want you to let your disease know his ass getting ready to take the back seat and it's going to be a hell of a ride. Yeah, that's what we want you to do. We want you to try to set him up like he's been setting you up. Put him in a closet and let him try to jump out and go peekaboo by himself, see what happens. Because the disease, it's a crock of shit if you think he's doing push-ups. It's alive and well. Where am I thinking? So every time I'm sitting around and I'm thinking about some shit that I ain't got no business thinking about, and I don't call nobody. It's a great time to call somebody. When I got clean, they said, Paul, you need to memorize five numbers. You need to have five addict numbers in your phone, and one of them need to be your sponsor. See, I found my sponsor. I had 72 days clean. And I was too ashamed to ask somebody because I thought it was arrogance. No, it was shame and guilt. I was too ashamed and full of so much guilt, I couldn't ask nobody. And because I didn't have any friends, I made arrogant, stupid comments like this in a meeting. I would say, I don't need no friends. What the God is our friend? I don't need a friend. So I was isolating myself from the help of Narcotics Anonymous. I got introduced to a guy. And he looked at me, he said, me and you must be the only two guys that have ever had, some kind of molestation or incest in their family. And then the two of them start laughing. Well, at 72 days clean, I ain't seen nothing funny about that. At 27 years old, I ain't seen is something funny? Mind you, I was still carrying, I was a little toxic, I had weapons and stuff on me. I didn't feel safe with y'all. Because Narcotics Anonymous is a little different than it was when I got here, because there was a lot of heroin addicts here, and, they were known to do things. They were prone to do stuff like, turn over tables and holler and shit in the meeting, I didn't need that kind of talk to me. You don't have to talk to me like that, If you talk filthy to me, then you get my filthy side. My filthy side of me is dark. It's decrepit. It likes degradation. It'll sleep in well shit. Yeah. It'll drink piss out of beer cans. Yeah. So. All right. So once I got a sponsor, he said, look, here's what I want you to do. So this book, it's going to help you. Oh, let me go back. I'm going to share this from funny. I was in a detox, and because I was in there doing all that arrogant talking, right, this dude walked up. He had about 3 or 4 years clean. He gave me his basic text, and he said, look, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing. He was standing sideways because nobody stood directly in front of me. But he put the book out in front of me like that. And he said, look, I could tell by the way you talk in the meetings that a lot of people are not going to like you. I'm not saying you got to get used to it, but if you read this literature, it'll help you. He said, I need you to be careful because people are going to act like they want to help you. But because the way you talk in a meeting, they really just trying to see if you're going to go get high. But if you read this book, you might just be able to stick and stay. So I started reading the book because I ain't want no friends anyway. But I want to let them know I'm here to stay. I'm going to do whatever the program says. So whenever my sponsor put me somewhere, I went there. I had a year clean, and I was going on 3CF in Alexandria Detention Center, and I shut the whole floor down. And after a while, they realized who had the power. They say, man, how that little book going to stop me from tricking on my wife? I said, well, I don't know. If you didn't come out and talk to me, you had to go and be and locked up. So everybody brought all their frustrations right there. But my sponsor threw me in there because I was arrogant enough to hold my ground. Because I could regurgitate that literature, you know what I mean? They regurgitate, I would throw it up on you at an inopportune time. I say, look, motherfucker, let me tell you how it works. Huh? I wouldn't use no empathy. I'd go right to the juggler. I say, look, motherfucker. Yeah, I could tell by the way you look. You ain't there, you know, and I would go right in on the person. And, man, let me tell you, I guess I must have did that about 6 months before my father got locked up. And then I started hearing all of the inmates talking about how they was juggling they loved ones. And I realized, I need their help now. Because they telling me what he getting ready to do to me. He think I'm going to keep riding the Lord and this shit. No, I'm not. Oh, I'm zero tolerance. You get locked up, see ya. I ain't canteening. I ain't one of them people. If you go to detox, I buy you cigarettes. That's it. You get locked up, you're done. I'll see you when you get out. I'll write you a letter. But they have H&I for that shit. I don't need to keep doing that with you. And you my father. So I'm not going to keep running in there so they can strip search me. And I'm not bringing my wife down there so they can pull her on a random strip search, too. Oh, no. She ain't do the time. She ain't do the crime. She ain't got to do the time. I learned that as a newcomer by serving in the H&I. I stopped letting my father take me all these places. I stopped allowing people to emotionally jackpot me to make me think that I need a pistol or something. I stopped doing it. I learned how to sit down in a meeting without going to the coffee pot in the bathroom and acting like somebody looking for me outside. Ain't nobody looking for me. Sit your ass down. You know, the biggest thing now is y'all sitting here texting in the meetings and stuff. Stop it. Control yourself. It's only some discipline. I mean, for 1 hour, an hour and a half, can you not? I mean, look. If you turn your phone off, you won't know that you had a phone call. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Don't put it on vibrate. Turn it off. Because you done been somewhere an hour or two and ain't answered your phone before. And it ain't like everybody answer every time somebody call. You know, this newcomer sitting next to me just texting and stuff. So I looked over at him. I said, the only difference between your texting and him and her back there talking is you're sitting right here. And he was like, huh? I said, it's called a loving distraction. See, we have to, in the second step, it teaches us that active listening is a part of our foundation. If you want to learn how to stick and stay, you got to do what we do. Yeah, active listening means that you sit down. Try to compare in instead of compare out. Stop sashaying your little shit across the damn coffee pot. It's okay. One or two times is cool, but don't do the five mark. Don't go up there five times and it's 105 outside and you on the coffee like that. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm saying don't try to read the working guide by yourself. Those questions mean for you to have a support system. You need a home group. You need a service commitment so that when that stuff come out the page becomes such a living thing, you need somewhere to be able to regularly go. Regularly go. You're going to need that. No. No, we're not talking about the tweaking and geeking hours. We're talking about regularly go. It's somewhere that you plan to make sure you're there. If you're new, that's what new mean. You got to do everything. And we'll let you know when you figured out what not to do. But right now, I need you to do everything. That's what I tell my sponsors. We read the orange pamphlet and we go over it. I said, did you call five other members and go over it with them? And they say, yeah, okay. I said, well, what'd you get from it? I said, because, you know, I'm the type of sponsor, if you're not going to meetings, you're not reading the literature, you're not in service, you probably need to get a fellowship approved sponsor instead of a NA. Because it's a difference. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that, just having somebody to talk to. But I'm here to guide you out of that dark spot, that abyss of affliction and hurt and degradation and harm. I want to take you from where your liabilities are not as that's overwhelming to your assets and make your assets the overwhelming liability. But you can't do that if you don't want to be sponsored. You can't do that if you want to think that you're 5 minutes me.
Yeah, that's no,
you can go. Okay. All right, so here we go. If you are new in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I am not here to dare with you. I'm here to share with you that you belong here. We welcome you here. We want you here. The example that I gave of giving is only what we practice so that we can keep giving, so that we can keep giving, so that we can keep giving, so that we can keep giving. Because, look, Narcotics Anonymous is way more bigger than what's in this room. We talk about stuff that flow from one heart to the next, to the next, to the next. From one area to the next mountain, to the next hill. Cross the next valley, cross the seamless seas and oceans. To the depth of a valley to find you. You belong here. You deserve all the grace that God has given any addict to stay here. Because grace makes a liar out of anybody that want to sit up there, oh, well, I did it my way. Bullshit. It was but for the grace. It was but for the grace that the car went down and came back up. It was but for the grace that the guy didn't shoot me and I got back up. It was but for his grace that I found a sponsor, that I found a home group. That I turned my life over to the process of Narcotics Anonymous so that it could take me out of this dark place and give me such a light. I really don't even like wearing black all the time because it brings me down. I like bright clothes. I like bright things. I'm bright. I found what makes me happy. I am not tricking to get it. I am not going to sell myself short. I believe in this program. If you are new in this program, listen to this. I'm going to say hello and I love you to a few people because today, tomorrow my clean day, and all of these people have made me feel special every time. First of all, let me just clear the East of the River people. Y'all made me do it because you put me here knowing that every time it's my time, it's the right time, okay? That's what's up. When I see and meet my friends that I know, I don't get to see you that often, but every time I feel good about my relationship with you. I know that some harm may have came our way, but it is gone. Okay? I know that I may not have been the best of friend to some, but you have been more of a friend, and it made me feel so wonderful. It's a grand feeling to be able to hold somebody in a present state. I love the fact that when my new friends meet their friend and then they get married, you're my friend. Yeah, I like that. I don't have to get invited to every wedding. I don't have that many outfits. You know, I don't have that many outfits. But let me just tell you this. I didn't know that God was going to make me such a lover of man. I didn't know that he was going to turn this thing in like he did. I didn't know, Marshall, Tony, Joey, Mississippi. I got some folks from Connecticut here. I got some folks from North Carolina here. I got some people from Arkansas here. Okay? It's amazing. Y'all heard what kind of guy I was, right? I'm talking about people that I just met in Salisbury, huh? I want to appreciate you. I want, you know, Beth, you know, if I go so well, you know, I got people that I'm sharing my life with because Narcotics Anonymous as a newcomer built something in me and gave me a foundation to grow. It took a fracture. It took my fractured life and gave me new brothers. My sponsor and my sponsorship family, they love me. They love me. When they hold me, they love me. See, I'm not the guy that need all that other stuff. I need the tangible, spiritual stuff that just can't wash off in the creep of the night. It just don't go away with a nightmare or hype. It don't go away with that. That's what I need. So if you knew and you scared to get this kind of feeling, oh, darn. Oh, darn, I'm sorry. I wish I could threaten you some kind of way, but it would be wrong. You just can't feel as good and threaten somebody. No, I'm sorry. I really feel sorry for you. I wish I could just touch you and you could get it. Ugh, you know, but it's not going to go that way. You're going to have to ante up. If you don't put nothing in, you don't get nothing out. Ante up. Little meetings, little recovery, no meetings, no recovery. So if you new here, you only go to one meeting a week, think about how many times you dreamed about dope. That's how many times you should be thinking about going to a meeting. If you dreamed about it at night, you should go in the morning. If you dream about it in the morning, you should go at night. There's only two times to go to a meeting, newcomer. When you want to and when you don't. Huh? It's only two times to have a sponsor. When you want to and when you don't. It's only two times to call an addict. When you want to, when you don't. It's only two times to share and serve in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. When you want to and when you don't. So, if I've yelled at you and you felt that I was a little abrasive, I want to use my loving tones to welcome you. You know? And I no longer hate white people, fat people, short people, gay people. True, true. Y'all, you know, I'm good. I'm good. All right. I'm just saying, this can happen for you too. Thanks for letting me share.